You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Welcome to Stock Picks of the Day on Money Control. This is where you get an idea of what the experts have in mind with respect to trading ideas. Our experts today belong to HDFC Securities. In fact, we have Vinay Rajani's idea, and he is Technical Analyst, PCG Desk, HDFC Securities.
Stock Picks of the Day, a Money Control exclusive.
First up, the three ideas by Vinay, which could give you 6 to 9% return in the short term. Aurobindo Pharma Limited is a sell. Target 485 rupees. Stop loss 570 rupees. Return potential 9%. Muthoot Finance is a sell. Target 350 rupees. Stop loss 395 rupees. And return potential 6.5%. And Chola Finance is a buy. Target of 1,700 rupees, stop loss at 1,490 rupees and return potential 8%. We'll get into the details a little later, but first up a look at the technical analysis to back up these recommendations. The Nifty mid-cap and small-cap indices have been underperforming the Nifty since the 9th of May, and from those levels, the Nifty has fallen only 1% against the mid-cap and small-cap indices' fall of 7% and 9% respectively. It has been 85 sessions since Nifty formed an all-time high at 11,171, and this happened, by the way, on the 29th of January. And out of these 85 sessions, the advance decline ratio remained positive for only 25 sessions, while in the year 2008, the advance decline ratio remained positive for 35 sessions out of the 85 after Nifty formed a top at 6,357 on the 8th of January. That's a walk down history lane as well for you. Now, all of this data indicates that even though Nifty is placed just 5% from the recent high, breadth of the market has remained negative for more number of sessions this time as compared to the bear markets of the year 2008, when Nifty fell more than 22% in the first 85 sessions from the top. During the last week, Nifty surpassed the crucial resistance level of the previous top placed at 10,717 and confirmed a higher top and higher bottom formation on the daily charts. The recent bottom that we saw of 10,558 has now become a positional support for the Nifty. For the last three sessions, Nifty has been forming highs at around the 10,770 level, which has now become the immediate resistance, followed by the far resistance of 10,890. Nifty is trading above its 50, 100 and 200 DMA, indicating a bullish trend for the short to medium term. Bank Nifty has got some strong support at the 25,980 level, while resistance is placed at 27,650 odd levels. Looking at the derivative rollover of the May series, put writing was seen at 10,500 to 10,600 level, while healthy rollover in the Bank Nifty futures to the June series and FIIs buying stock in the futures segment on Friday indicates a limited downside for Nifty and Bank Nifty from the derivative perspective. To conclude, our experts believe there is a huge difference in the performance of the overall stocks and heavy-weighted index stocks, and this gap should get narrowed down gradually in the coming days. For Nifty, their advice is for investors to remain long till it sustains above the 10,500 level. Resistances are seen at 10,770 and then towards 10,890. And to come back to Vinay Rajani's ideas, trading ideas that could give you 6 to 9% return in the short term, let's take one at a time. Aurobindo Pharma Limited, sell, target 485 rupees, stop loss 570 rupees, return potential is 9%. Now, this stock has broken down from the long-term upward sloping trend line. The price has been forming a lower top and lower bottom formation on the weekly chart. It has been trading below the short-term and long-term moving averages, and volumes have been rising along with the price fall. Oscillators have been showing weakness on the daily as well as the weekly charts, and a bearish rounding top formation has been witnessed on the weekly charts. Our experts recommend selling Aurobindo Pharma for the downside target of 485 rupees and a stop loss placed at 570 rupees. Moving on, Muthoot Finance is next. This is a sell. Target of 350 rupees, stop loss 395 rupees, return potential here is 6.5%. Now, this stock has broken down from the long-term upward sloping trend line, and the price has been forming a lower top and lower bottom formation on the weekly charts. The stock has been trading below the short-term and long-term moving averages, and volumes have been rising along with the price fall for the last 3 weeks. Oscillators too have been showing weakness on the daily and weekly charts, and the stock has remained a gross underperformer from the NBFC space for the last many weeks. Therefore, our experts recommend selling Muthoot Finance for the downside target of 350 rupees and stop loss at 395 rupees. And finally, it's Chola Finance. This is a buy. Target of 1,700 rupees. Stop loss, 1,490 rupees. Return potential is 8%. Now, this stock price has broken out from the bullish flag pattern on the weekly charts, indicating a resumption of an uptrend. The price formation of higher top and higher bottom on the weekly charts indicates a primary uptrend, and volumes activity has also been rising along with the price rise. Oscillators have also been showing some strength on the stochastic oscillator, which has exited from the oversold on the weekly chart. The stock has remained an outperformer from the NBFC space for the last several months, and therefore our experts recommend buying Chola Finance for the target of 1,700 rupees, stop loss 1,490. And with that, it's a wrap on Stock Picks of the Day on Money Control. Have a great day.
Stock Picks of the Day, a Money Control exclusive.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.